Welcome back to Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney Farron, and I'm here with Ollie.
Hello.
And today we're going to be recapping season four.
All right.
Season four? Wait, I'm so bad with the numbers.
I don't think we're there. No, I think we're on three.
Season three, episode five of Winter. Yeah, season three, episode five. I'm getting ahead of myself, of Winter House. And so Ollie's going to lead us through this one because he's actually, can I just say at the top of the show, he's been really committed to Winter House and Southern Charm. He's had a new liking for Southern Charm. And I know when Summer House starts soon and Vanderpump Rules is coming back, FYI, the trailer dropped today, you will be right there with me. So congrats to you, because the Bravo fans that listen to this podcast love you. We just got our Spotify wrap today, and our Secrets Revealed episode on Vanderpump Rules was the most liked and shared this year. And so congrats to you for being an awesome co-host on this podcast and for sharing your perspective, because people obviously value it.
Part of that was told to me like I'm like a dog.
Stop. People always think when I'm being enthusiastic like, that I'm being petty, but I'm really not. I'm just really enthusiastic.
Do I like the shows? I don't mind them. Yep.
You're getting into them. You like Southern Charm.
I like Southern Charm. Southern Charm's pretty good. Winter House was hard at first. I just like some of the...
Yeah, but that's what... They're polarizing. That's what they're meant to be. That's a good reality star, is a polarizing character.
At first, characters is just...
Yeah. It's a lot of characters, too.
It's kind of like when you watch... I'm like, oh, do you want to watch the show? And has anything to do with, like, you know, like rape or like murder or like molestation? Like, it makes you very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like, these types of people make me a bit uncomfortable because I find it very tragic as well.
Yeah.
You find it overwhelmingly tragic to see the realities of life. Mm-hmm. Like some of these guys, it's hard to see because it's very sad, and
it is,
you know, we're all sad, and you know, maybe I just relate to it or something. I don't know.
Listen,
but
I totally get it. And we all have our triggers, you know,
it's a bit devastating sometimes, these reality shows, in terms of human culture and what, North American culture has become.
And that's why I think the listeners appreciate your take on it, because you see it in that light, but then you also see the humanity in these people, and you see the entertainment behind it, and you can be one of those people that's like, no, you're not one of those people that like hates on reality TV and just like, oh, it's stupid, like, it's so dumb, because you see the humanness in it, but it also disturbs you. So you're really well balanced in that way.
Yeah. I see the appeal. I see the appeal for sure.
You're a cute little balanced Libra.
Yeah. Just like a dog. So.
Okay. You want to start us off with your structure?
I'm going to keep going a bit.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the characters I didn't like. So finally, maybe like, basically since we started watching Winter House is when I started liking Kyle.
Kyle and his mullet?
Kyle and his mullet.
Shout out to the Vulture.
Last season, when I was watching, when I saw Summer snippets House. Of Southern Charm... I didn't...
Oh, no, not Southern Charm. Summer House.
No.
Oh, Southern Charm?
I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, no, just because Kyle's not on Southern Charm.
I know.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Just mentioning different people within the world that I never liked. Sandoval, like, I still see he's a bit strange. Like, I don't really... Like, I have a soft spot for him because, like, you know, he's kind of like a little boy.
He's got narcissistic tendencies.
I can't say that, like, I need to be his friend. Okay? Last season of Southern Charm, I saw Austin and Shep, and... I found them very different than people that I've grown up with. Like, they have this, like, this weird preppy, white man vibe that, like, I'm not used to.
I'm used to it.
It was very shocking to me, and I was like, these people are, like, mental. I said it in a podcast. I, like, was pretty passionate about how disconnected I feel like they are. But now, I like them. I like them both. I like Shep. Like, they're both crazy, but, like, I'd like to be friends with them, you know? Like, yeah, I'd hang out with them.
But, you know? You're very valid in your first opinion, because let's think about...
Absolutely.
Let's think about geography, though. Let's, like, talk about geography. You are, like, an eastern northern guy. The most eastern northern guy in like, Canada, right? And French. Totally different. And then they're, like, the most southern, like, it's a completely, like, we're not even talking about the Yankees versus the southern people. We're talking about Canada, but, like, Montreal, really, is your root. It's the complete opposite of their culture. So, of course, it's shocking. For myself, yes, I grew up in Canada and in the eastern side, but I went to, like, a high school that was called the preppy school of Sudbury, and I, like, a lot of preppiness happened there, not even close to as bad as what happened on Southern Charm, or, like, you know, that vibe on Southern Charm.
No, but, like, those hockey guys that, rape girls and stuff.
Yeah, I grew up, like, very close to those guys. Those were my guy friends.
And we always talk about that.
Yeah.
And... you know, no, it totally happens here in Quebec too. Yeah. Absolutely, because it's literally been, you know, it has happened, whatever, I think at McGill. But the guys who played hockey in my high school were not, like, really the cool guys, you know?
Yeah.
They weren't, like, they were more kind of like... That middle class, like, reserved, like, following the structures of society, like, kind of guys, not, you know, but, like, meek, but also very, like, nice and, like, humble. Like, hockey guys that I knew growing up, except for one, which was, like, Tom, our friend Tom's, so Gaetan's son.
Okay.
He was just, like, a French, like... he was just mean and we'd be hanging out walking in the streets, and, like, anyone would be like, "What are you looking at?" And I was like, "Bro, like, but what, like, are you
and
doing?"
The Southern Charm guys aren't really like that. Like, they don't really want a problem.
No,
with
no,
you.
These are just, like, kind of more, like, I don't want to say ghetto, but I'm gonna say ghetto.
Yeah,
like, the people just, like, you know, you know, a different class of people.
All right, let's get back to Winterhouse.
And so, anyways,
but that was a good rant.
Anyways, yeah, so you grew up with people like that.
I did.
You know?
And you didn't. So it makes sense that you felt super disconnected from those guys. But Kyle was actually born in Montreal. I swear.
Yeah.
And then he was born, but, like, that was it. And then grew up in New Hampshire. And, like, and also he comes from, if just a little bit of background about Kyle, he comes from a very not rich family. He says it from the beginning. He did not come from a rich family. He wishes that he came from a rich family, because he was an entrepreneur his whole life. And when he first started on Summer House, he had started an app for a different, like, he was always just trying to start some sort of business. He was an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And then Lover Boy popped off, but he didn't come from anything rich. And then But his family comes from a family of amazing skiers, like Olympic skiers. And they grew up, like, there was a lot of time spent in Vermont.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, a skier, but, like, a Montrealer. Like, not really. No. Born in Montreal, but has a soft spot for Montreal. Born in Montreal.
Yeah, because he's got a connection
and
with
then,
it.
And then, like,
but...
New Hampshire and Vermont are similar to Canada in a lot of ways. So he's got something. And like, the thing is, like, when you see Kyle, like... partying, and he's just funny. Like, he's fun. He's a fun guy to be around.
No,
but then he does a lot of annoying shit. But the producers have kind of given him the role as, like, the secondary producer. Like, he pitched the show Summer House. He pitched the show. He pitched the show Winter House. He is the glue that holds it all together. So you see him stirring shit up, because he knows that he's got to keep this show going. And he's kind of, like, the one holding everything together. So he's got to kind of, you know, if people aren't if they're at a dinner just talking about their fucking what shows they're watching, Bravo isn't going to air that. And he knows that. He's a businessman. He pitched the show. He's got a producer's mind. And the producers rely on him to drive the drama, drive the show. So let's just keep that in mind, right?
Yeah. So anyways, I used to dislike him.
Yeah.
But he kind of seemed like a bit weird, and he is
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
he's cheated on Amanda.
But no, I don't mind him now. Shep and Austin, I don't mind. Craig, I always liked. I haven't seen the bad side of Craig.
I love Craig. Craig, I relate to so much.
Then, who are the other Schwartz I always liked?
Schwartz, yeah. Schwartz is
okay,
your guy.
So that's what I'm getting
okay,
to.
Okay, now we're talking
so
about Benny
now,
and Alex.
Now I'm getting to what
okay.
I'm getting to.
Okay.
So... Yeah. Benny? Brian.
Brian Benny is his name. Brian Benny. Sorry.
Brian. He was a bit weird at first, but like...
I love Brian.
He seems
he's such
he
a
seems
sweetheart.
Nice. Like, I like him. I think he's nice. He was like friends with Alex, so I was like, oh, that's weird.
Well, are they actually friends?
No, I guess
Bravo
not.
Friends.
Alex, still, I do not. Like, he's just so strange.
Okay,
like,
so let's talk
I can't
about
deal
him
with
and
him.
Danielle.
Corey...
oh, Corey, yeah.
Corey, when he
I
came
love
in,
Corey.
When Corey came in, I was like, this guy's fucking too much. But then I realized that that's what he does. It's like he acts, he like gave it his all when he came in, and then like he just fucking mellowed the fuck out because it's like not really him. Like his super, like, you know, those super enthusiastic, like happy, like. You mm-hmm. know there's something going on, there's something sad in there, and like I really like him now.
Yeah.
And we listened to him on a podcast
yeah.
and I was like, yeah, I really
yeah. And he said he's not drinking right now and he's committed to that. And
yeah.
then I rewatched Summer House from last year and like he opened up about like why he is the way he is with girls, why he never is like aggressive with girls or like approaches them first, and it's because he wasn't always that hot guy. He was like a really scrawny small kid that girls always called cute and saw as the friend, and he didn't want that. And so now he doesn't want to like be that guy that like, you know, he maybe lacks confidence a bit, and so he lets the girl come to him. So he think he puts off this confident air, but I don't
yeah.
necessarily think he's that confident. And I see his soft spot with Sam, and I see them maybe not committing because maybe they're both scared of getting hurt. And they're both a little
yeah,
bit soft. And I'm excited for Sam to come on. I think you're going to love her. She's like... She is like how I was when I was single. It's like just a lot of fun and like not looking to like fight with anyone. More looking to just like really have a good fucking time.
Okay, because yeah, like Corey, yeah, I really like him.
I think he's good.
He's very nice. And it's just funny to see, like, you can just tell he just gave it his all and then it was just too much.
But then he puts himself to bed every night. Like, Kyle can't even do that.
Yeah, no, Kyle definitely doesn't seem to go to bed very often
as a first. Well, he eats snacks.
Yeah, good for him. I love that.
At
every
night,
time I think about being drunk, and he makes me want to go do that.
I
every
know.
Time I see Kyle, I'm like, man, I don't want to do that. You know,
yeah.
Not necessarily everyone else. But anyways.
But then there's been nights where, like, he's just out and Amanda can't get a hold of him. And she's called him, like, 60 times and she's bawling her eyes out. You know? Like,
yeah, I can imagine.
Like, and he's just not answering. And then he gets home and he's mmad at her. For being mad at him.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Let me have a good time.
She went into the bathroom and, like, broke all of his shit. And, like, I would have done the same.
Fucking Amanda.
No, I would. I am Amanda. I've just rewatched Summer House. So, sorry. Summer House, Winter House, Southern Charm. It's all sort of related. But I just want to say, like, I never actually liked Amanda that much. And then I rewatched it. And I thought that I liked Lindsay. And I rewatched the whole series. Actually, no, because I started from season 3. Now I'm watching season 1 and 2. But Amanda is the only one that's like a solid gal, I have to say. Lindsay is a fucking nightmare. Like, I will be
yeah,
honest.
I never liked Lindsay. I saw her for a fucking second. I was like, what the fuck?
She just keeps repeating the same toxic pattern. And she self-sabotages in
relationships. I can see it in her face. She's weird.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the plot of the story. So, number one thing, Alex and Danielle.
Okay. So, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. No, I don't think I want any questions.
No, but like, you'll like this question.
Of course, you can ask me a question.
So, Danielle.
Yep.
I've known her since season two.
Personally?
No, but I feel like I know her. I've been watching her. I know them all. They're all my friends. That's what the show's about. They're all my friends.
That's what they say.
So, Danielle, I've known her since season two. Yeah. I've seen her progression. I've seen her different facets of her personality. You, however, are new to Danielle. What do you think about her?
Oh, I like Danielle.
She's Puerto Rican. I know. Isn't she sweet?
I think she's really nice.
Isn't she sweet?
Yeah, I love Danielle.
She's like innocent and sweet.
Yeah.
And she rides hard for her friends, even though they don't ride for her.
There's something very like endearing about her.
There is.
I've only seen this. So.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I've been watching her in the episodes and I've been observing.
A bit of Summer House.
Little clips when I see here and there. Danielle, I like a lot. Yeah, good. Alex.
Okay, so let's talk about the Danielle Alex situation. So they're in the kitchen.
I can't get that scene out of my head where he's like on the bed, he's like on top of her,
like humping her.
Like humping her.
And his legs are so skinny and like his jeans are so tight.
He's so fucking weird. It's awesome. He's great TV, that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but what are your thoughts on the gaslighting?
So when he's talking to Jordan, he's flirting with Jordan. Basically pursuing Jordan.
Oh, 100%.
To me, at a certain point, it's just like, don't you want to be a bit respectful to like the environment? And how much stimulation do you really need?
You're there for 2 weeks. Why do you gotta fuck two girls? Just fuck one.
Just do the one fucking chick, bro. Like, fucking Christ. And you're making like other people uncomfortable. Like, you're hurting like a really nice person who's just like not really done anything bitchy to you.
Like, she's not asking him for a relationship.
Well, in that article there that we read there, the recap.
On Vulture?
Yeah. So on Vulture, mm-hmm. It said, like, she wants no strings attached. Yeah, so, like,
and that's what she said. She mentioned it. She just got in a relationship with Robert. I watched her relationship with Robert. It was heartbreaking because they were both super awkward cuties, but he was a chef. And, like, he's, like, got that mentality of, like, I'm a chef in New York, so, like, I'm God kind of thing. And so my job comes first. And, you know, she was saying, like, he leaves at 7 in the morning and gets home at, like, 11 at night. And, like, the girl that dated Kwame, you know, Kwame, our top chef friend. So Maya dated Kwame. She goes, that's good hours for a chef. So basically she was like, I need more time with you. And he was like, no, I'm a, like, a New York celebrity chef vibe. I don't got time for you.
Yeah. Don't blame him.
Dave, you do blame him.
I don't love Kwame either. He's got a bit of an arrogance that I dislike.
That's why him and Maya broke up.
So Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Danielle she's kind of like, hey, dude, like, you know, unwritten rules, like.
Mm-hmm.
Unspoken fucking,
don't fuck
like
another girl in the house while we're fucking,
like, values, bro, like,
but you
just
know what,
weird,
babe? You know what, I'll be honest, like, I've been in Danielle's shoes, you know, there's a lot of guys that don't fucking care.
No, I know, it's not,
there's a lot of guys out there that are like Alex, and it's disgusting behavior.
I don't know, I haven't met many of them,
I've met
like,
them all.
The ones who I've really seen their behavior, I don't know anyone who would do that. I think it's, very, very rude.
Yeah, it's disgusting behavior, and it's
and
hurtful.
So it Danielle, hurts. She confronts him, and she's not too happy about it, and he makes it seem like, bro, what the fuck? Like,
he
said,
gaslights
like,
the shit out of her.
Like, that was so ridiculous, and,
you said you wanted to punch him.
No.
You did.
I would never.
But you said you wanted to in that moment.
Well, I feel bad for Danielle.
Me too. I would punch him too. I'm happy to punch him.
No. Yeah, Alex is just a little weirdo baby, like one of those like homeschooled weirdos. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he was naked a lot of the time.
Like, yeah, he's weird.
Like, I knew this guy, his name was Delaney.
Delaney, if you're listening.
Delaney was... He played the flute.
No.
Like, we not the recorder, the flute. No, this guy, this guy's a fucking dick. He, like, I was, like, fucking eight and, like, we're all there. Like, this is my zone, bro. Don't come in here. Rip off all your clothes and start fucking running around with your dick fucking...
Is that what he did?
Like, fucking, propelling around, you know?
Wait, like, Delaney pulled his dick out know? In front of you?
Three of them. All homeschooled. Curly-haired fucks like Alex. So, like, Alex, it's like a trauma. Yeah, I got a bit of PTSD from the situation.
From the curly head.
I still do not forget, like, them naked at the back door of, you know, the sunroom in my grandma's old place.
Oh, at your house?
At my, the farm.
Whose friends are these?
It's like, my grandma's, like, British.
They weren't your
best friends.
Oh, no, they're not
your daughter,
friends from school.
Who was friends. Who was friends with my mom, but my mom eventually was like, listen.
Your kids are weird.
No, like, you're weird. No, her, she, the woman, the mom.
She.
The mom was, like, not cool. Like, it was, like,
oh,
that.
I remember your mom
oh, no,
this
my
story.
Mom was, no, she basically texted mom and be like, hey, I'm coming with the kids this weekend, you know?
Oh,
not like,
no.
Hey, when would be good for you? But, like, hey, we're coming. And then eventually
oh,
my
no.
mom was like, no, sorry, we're busy. We cannot have you.
Good.
And,
good
you know,
mom.
I didn't like them. They came and I still remember them at the back door vividly. They all literally got there 10 minutes later, completely naked.
Why?
Took off all their clothes.
Why, though?
Started running around, like, touching, like, their dicks and then my touching my hose and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to touch that hose anymore. So I made my mom go buy a new hose the next day. Anyways, Alex reminds me of Delaney. Very similar energy. Very similar. Like, even though Delaney was only probably like 9 or 10. But like, I get that 9-year-old Delaney energy when I see Alex. And it was not nice what he did to Danielle. And yeah, at least Amanda didn't come out. And like, I was scared for a sec that she was going to like take Alex's side, she was like...
She was, kind of.
Yeah.
But listen, here's an unspoken thing that goes that's been spoken only once on Summer House. It's a tall tale.
Kyle.
No. Yeah, well, it has to do with Kyle. Amanda may seem innocent, but... However, she flirts like a motherfucker with all the guys in the house.
Oh, that happened that episode.
Yeah, with Corey.
Remember?
With Corey.
What was Kyle doing? He was like super close with a girl. I forget
what
they were doing.
He leaned over to some girl. He was very close with her.
He was like on, they were on
but,
each other. And then
Amanda gets hers.
And then Amanda did
hers.
It too.
And but listen, that's only been spoken like once way back in the day in Summer House. They were like, yeah, Amanda gets what she needs to get when she needs to get it. And Amanda... She gets close to other guys. And that's her payback to Kyle always. And instead of... She plays the game. And I know a lot of girls that do this. Instead of getting mad and saying it hurt me when you were like that close over that girl's shoulder. Or like, you know, being flirty with that girl. She just goes ham on other guys. And hey, you know, whatever works. If it works for you and Kyle, works for you and Kyle. If you guys come home to each other at the end of the night after doing that, both, like, maybe that's how they get the rocks off. He likes to see her, like, you know, flirting with other guys, kind of tempting them, but he knows he's going to take her home. Maybe it's, like, a kink for them. Who knows? But I see it. I'm watching.
Yeah.
And I don't fault her for it, because he fucking humiliated her on 2 seasons. She had cheated on her 2 seasons in a row.
Well, anyways, happened last episode.
With Corey.
So, No.
Yeah, remember she was talking to Corey.
Oh, Kyle and Corey. Oh, yeah, Amanda and Corey. Yeah, no, no. She was Kyle like, I was love acting you, Corey, fucked. And then Amanda him. Was like, and I was like, do they know each other, any of these fucking people?
Yeah, anyways. She was in the summer house with Corey last season.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Moving on.
Let's talk about Schwartz and Katie.
Now we're talking about Schwartz and Katie and Marie.
And we ain't talking about.
Which Katie Marie are we talking about?
We ain't talking about Katie Marie Maloney this time. We're talking about Katie Marie Flood. Floody, they call her.
Floody, he has to call her Floody. He's all weird about it.
But they were still making out at the top of the episode.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Would you give a fuck if my name was Katrina?
No.
Or Sabrina? Ooh, Katrina, Sabrina. Interesting.
Let me just say, thank God your name's not Cortina.
Be if you wanted it.
It's okay. Cortina's fine. Just I'm not used to it. It's a fine name. Don't worry about that.
Cortina Pizza is the best pizza in Sudbury. So hey, I'm all for
it. There's a Cortina Pizza. Oh, I want pizza.
They have the best meatball sub. I want pizza too.
So Schwartz, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I don't know.
But Marie? But you
okay,
know
so getting... no, I'd have to think about, okay, but if listen, we broke up.
But can we talk about his circumstances? Because he's the whole world hates him at this moment in time, right? This is before they film the reunion. Everyone is not as mad at him.
You're right,
him.
You're right.
Everyone's mad at him. So he is super scared about doing anything that's going to make the world even more mad. Because guess what? For the first time in forever, people are on Katie Maloney's side, not on Schwartz's side. And Schwartz ain't handling it too well because guess who's a triple Libra that needs everyone to like them all the time?
Schwartz.
Exactly.
So Schwartz, I don't get it, but I like him, so I don't give a shit about what decision he makes in this situation personally.
I love you. So you have your first bias. You have your first Bravo biases to Schwartz. You just said what a lot of super fans say of their favorite Bravo character. I don't care what he does. I love him.
Yeah. Well, I think that about all of them. I can give you a fucking list.
No, babe. You love Schwartz. You defend Schwartz and everything he does ever since we were recapping Vanderpump to now. You see no fault in Schwartz because you guys are so similar.
We'd be such besties.
Yeah. You guys are the same. Except you've got a little bit... No, you've got more anchored. You're more anchored than him.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not as lost as
But you guys, like, remember when they were like... Show star remember people. When all the shit was going down? And he's like, yeah, well, there's alligators eating people in Florida right now. You guys... He's like, there's people dying.
Human eating alligators.
Yeah.
Okay, so Schwartz... Yeah, he could, but I totally get it. Like you say, like he's in a situation right now where
he's in a traumatic context.
He feels a bit traumatized.
He's traumatized.
Right now.
The world hates him right now, and his best friend and his business is going under. And he's like, "How do I save?"
He's pretty chippy.
Yeah,
considering the fact
he's trying, but he's also pussy. Like I'll give credit to Ryan Bailey and Sophie Ross. They mentioned this. They were like, Schwartz was better like fucking girls. Like he never fucked girls openly ever. He was always, ever since he's been on TV, he's been in a relationship with Katie, and he would just do it on the down low, you know, fuck girls. So he's never like fuck girls openly on TV, and it's like not really his thing. He likes to be like the funny joker friend. He's not like necessarily like main character energy, like going after girls and shit. Like he prefers to do it in the shadows when he's wasted.
Yeah, and like, you know, I relate with him.
I know you do. I know you do.
At a certain point, I'm just like, oh, whatever, fuck it, you know? So like,
I'm just
going to
go.
Remember when he goes
for his nap?
He's like, I want to go for a nap. Or like, he was just like too drunk.
Yeah.
Or like, I think that was last episode.
Yeah, it was.
Is the episode before?
Episode 4, yeah.
Anyways, last topic, or last part of this show, we had Brian... was trying to hook up with this girl. Mm. It's not that big a deal because Brian is kind of a side duty.
Unfortunately, I want him to have main character energy.
He's really nice.
And you see, like, okay, so can we talk about, like, his culture, right? Like, his mom, he's very involved.
Oh, yeah, he
FaceTimed his mom 19 times when he was making an Indian dish. An Indian dinner for everyone. And his mom in the show in Family Karma, she's very overbearing, very involved. And he was living with her. He's not anymore recently, but he was. And that's very normal for his culture. And his mother is very, very, very involved. Can you speak to that?
To that culture?
Yeah.
Well, I find it endearing. And,
me too. It's so cute.
I find it, you know, it kind of goes to show someone's qualities, you know, a man's qualities. It probably affects him and the way he acts. He seems like he's got good values. That's all I really have to say to that. But there's kind of like this, like, I've experienced in some Indian cultures, you know, that
we're not grouping them all together.
No, never. There's fucking so many of them. They're all fucking different.
Extremely different, yeah.
So, like everything is complex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was I going to say? Yeah, it's like there's this nonchalant vibe, you know, almost teetering neglect in terms of how the males deal with their family. Like, a lot's taken care of. They're really, you know.
Rely on their mama.
Yeah, or eventually their wife.
Yeah.
You know, and there are strong structures and delineations.
And you weren't raised like that, though.
No, I wasn't.
No. It's completely different. You're, like, very strong male presence.
Yeah, who knows what defines a male.
No, but I'm just, like, you don't rely on me to take care of you. Like, I take care of you because I want to.
No,
not because
sometimes,
I have to.
Yeah, I want you to, yeah.
And I do. And I love you. And I take good care of you.
Sure, yeah.
Babe,
you gotta really. I'm sure. It's just a fucking joke. Yeah, of course you take really good care of me.
But yeah. I don't feel like I have to.
No. Well, we just take care of each other's needs when the time comes.
It doesn't
need to be a regular, consistent.
Like, mommy vibe. It's not mommy vibes, let's just say. It's very, like, equal partnership.
Yep.
It's not mom vibes at all.
But mom vibes do happen in relationships.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Vibe,
but
and,
it's not like, oh, I need to, like, worry about, like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it is. Maybe it is in some ways, actually. I won't go all the way not. But all I'll say is that you don't call your mom 8 times when you're trying to fucking make a butter chicken.
No, I probably would only call her once for a butter chicken just because I forget. But
oh, here we are.
Just kidding.
No, I would call your mom probably 3.
I'd probably call her like, 1 to 3 times. But that was a lot. And that was a lot because he was like, I know how to cook. This was the episode before anyways, but
yeah,
he's like, I know I'm a good cook. I cook for girls and I get them. And then
no,
it's
your mommy
like,
comes over
bro,
and makes the butter chicken.
You don't know how to fucking cook. Like, it's not your thing. You don't, it's not part of your
resume.
Because
his mom cooked for him his whole life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He never had to.
Yeah.
He's good at other things. I'm sure he's really structured in his life and like really organized and clean. And, you know, like, has his shit together and, like, can go to work and, like, fucking crush it. But you can't cook. It's okay. Your mom did it for you. But you're Indian, so you kind of, like, have that intuition. And then you can call your mom 8 times and still put out a beautiful meal.
Yep. doubt, and they didn't show the meal, so I don't
know. No, they did show it, and it looked great, and everyone said it. They're like, this is amazing. Amanda had norovirus, the stomach flu, so she was not digging in.
She was sick. She's like, I gotta go to bed.
You know what they're saying, though? They're saying that they don't think that was, a lot of people are saying, like, they're like, she knows she has to engage in reality TV for her career, but she, like, can't do it anymore. And I'm noticing it too. Like, he can keep going because he can go and drink and party and just shut off. She's got her dogs at home now. Like, last season, she brought them up once and then she stayed back with them a couple times because she could, and she was crying about being away from them. She's not in that space anymore to do these types of shows. But it's their major income. The reason why Loverboy is successful is because of the show. It wouldn't have been successful.
It's like, all because of Amanda.
No.
I know. I'm just
joking. But like, no, but she's a part of it because she's a graphic designer.
You know
right?
what? I she think was a you're graphic right.
She doesn't want to do it anymore. She doesn't want to do it.
She seem like invested.
She doesn't want to be there. She doesn't want to do it. He can. He's for it. Like he's got that like. You know, she's more Gen Z, not even, like, late millennial, and he's more early millennial, like, he just go, party on the weekends as hard as you work during the week. And she, and they showed her once in the apartment with Kyle, and he's, like, getting mad at her because she's not working, and they show her come home from work, and she puts on Real Housewives of OC, like, an old reunion episode, and starts eating pizza, and I was like, this is my girl, this is what I do. You know, I don't want to, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, because it was, like, a long weekend, so they were out there one extra day, it's when they got to go back to the city only for 3 days, and then go back on the Friday. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe we have to go back again, and, like, that's my vibe. Like, I don't want to fucking party every weekend. Like, I could do it once a month. Like, I can blow it out once a month. Not every weekend in my 30s. No way. And Kyle can do it. You know? She's not invested anymore, but they come as a package deal, and it's like what their money relies on. Their apartment is 20 grand a month. How are they paying for that unless they've got Bravo money and Loverboy money coming in? 20 G's. 10K
each. Is that what they pay?
Yes. They sign the lease right on the show. And it ain't big. It's a one bedroom. Like...
It's, why would you waste that kind of fucking money?
Because it's New York City. People pay big money to live in New York City. They love it.
Go buy a ranch.
Yeah. Buy a house in the Hamptons.
Fucking move to fucking Vermont.
No, they love the city. It's and then they just rented in their same building on the same floor. They rented another condo that's just empty, and they turned it into the Loverboy offices. So now they're paying 40 G's a month.
Because you know where they could really, really benefit? If they bought something in Flint, Michigan. I think they could probably buy the city. Or they could probably buy the old fucking GM factory or whatever. Yeah.
No, and speaking of which, Kyle is casting for his own Bravo show.
Okay, so where are my applications?
I know, we should. He's got it right on there. He's got an Airtable form.
I'm from Montreal now, FYI.
Yeah, I know. And then people ask, can we apply if we're from Canada? He said, you know what? Fuck it, I'll figure it out at the end. That's what he commented. He's like, yes, Canadians apply, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out the passport shit afterwards. But basically, they're casting. We'd have to move to New York City, though.
That's so?
With our dog?
Anyway. Boo-joo? Are you down?
Anyway, no. So what it is, okay. it's Summer House meets Vanderpump Rules. So you live in a house together, like in the Hamptons, but you work for Loverboy. So you're like out like marketing or like influencing for Loverboy. So like we'd have to have like a really strong Instagram and like be really hot probably in order to get on the show.
Okay, but we should. I'm out.
No, I'm out. You're in. But we could try. Let's try.
So Brian is trying to hook up with girls.
Yeah, Brian.
And there's the guests. You know, they have the party and the guests.
Oh, yeah.
Brian is making out with this girl, but He goes too hard. His game is iffy. Iffy game.
He doesn't know when a girl wants him to kiss her. Because, like, he went in with Jordan. Like, remember when you kissed me? Like, I was begging for it.
Yeah. I put my hand on your thigh. And then I kissed.
And I was so for it. But, like, the and girl's got to be giving the vibes. Styled. We did a lot more than that. And, like, in the morning again.
Yeah, I didn't really stop for a while. Oh. Basically, you had to get into your car and leave 5 hours, 6 hours away.
Yeah, and you still texted me to see. But, like, the best part of all of it was that you were like, hey, I'm just checking to see if you're okay. And, like, you made sure I got home safe. And, like, like that. Like,
yeah.
You just...
I know you have a dad.
Made my heart explode.
I'm like, obviously her stepdad wants to know if she got home safely.
No, babe, you were like this most special guy. Girls, you gotta like, don't, if he's like not making sure you're getting home safe, don't fucking talk to him again because he's a loser. And that's the truth. And also, if he, like, isn't really, like, figuring it out sexually,
and
move on.
look for guys in the right places. Quit going to the clubs.
Yeah.
It's not where they are.
Find a
part of yourself.
Find a friend.
That is not a slave to capitalism. And is a part of yourself that, you know, you would want to be. It's, you know, your true self,
yes,
your spirit.
Yeah.
And then go engage in communities.
But, like,
that involve that. You know, let's say you're into pop culture and you like writing or some fucking shit like that. Go find, you know, go find Ryan Bailey.
Yes!
Like, please.
Date Ryan Bailey. Okay, girls? Call him up.
He's great.
Dial him up. Because he is the guy. Or Simon Muscroft. One of the two. They're the same. They're interchangeable. You're in Canada. If you're in Canada and you want Simon Muscroft's number, let us know. We'll hook you up. The best guy out there. Literally. And I've heard, like, you know, he's packing down south, too.
Simon's packing.
Yeah. So you're good in all sense of the word. And if you're, you know, if you're in the LA area, let us know. We'll try to hook you up with Ryan Bailey. We're his biggest fan. All right.
I hope Brian's doing good.
Brian. Oh, Brian Benny. Yeah.
What? No, Ryan Bailey.
Ryan. Yeah. Ryan Bailey. We love you.
So, Brian, the girl left the party because he got weird.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's she left. He was like, where is she? Where did she go?
Oh,
where did she go?
But, like, if you're, like, a drunk girl and you, like, make out with some guy at a party, like, you're wasted, like, it's, like, whatever.
I didn't like her behavior. Anyways.
You wouldn't have
liked
me.
Last thing, Danielle, after being fucking treated like shit by Alex, was like, just come to my fucking bed. Oh, is that night?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, babe.
And then she passed out? No.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Was that night?
Absolutely.
That she passed out?
Absolutely. And then she was
like,
snoring.
Oh, let's get over all the fucking bullshit.
And let's just come and just come to my bed. And he went, obviously. And then she was snoring and he got mad. Remember?
Yeah, like, have you heard of fucking cuddling? Or like,
no, he doesn't want that though. Because he doesn't, he's like, doesn't have emotions for her. He doesn't, does he actually have a, like, is he capable of having like a crush and like feelings for a girl? Or is he just all surface bullshit? Like, is that why he's single? Because he actually can't go deep? Probably.
His dick won't go deep.
Well, that and emotionally, right? Because, like, it takes a special guy like you to sit there with a girl and listen to her and, like, be there with her emotionally and be vulnerable with her and share and care about what she's sharing. A lot of guys can't go there. So they do, like, Austin. Austin's a perfect example. He's good at, like, being a friend and then the one night stands and like the light party vibes, but you can't go deep with that guy. You can't actually get to where it's vulnerable. And
I could.
You
but
can
Austin
because you could get there with Austin.
I would get through.
Yeah, you could, but you're a guy. They care. They like. They like. Don't hate guys.
I like.
4444444. Yeah, it was cool.
Austin and Alex can't be compared. It's like comparing apples to.
Really? You don't think they're similar? You're hilarious tonight. You're killing it. Killing it.
There ain't no. Austin, yeah, Austin's pretty fucked. But I like him anyways. Alex just disconnected. Anyways, you guys have all a good night, and we'll catch you next time. Guilty pleasures.
Signing off.